Hey y'all, hey, good morning. Ooh, what a morning. Y'all do me a favor, start sharing. And I'm going to start sharing. We're going to pray. And I'm gonna give you got a couple scriptures that I'm gonna read over you today. Ooh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we'll see what the Lord does. Good morning. You made a way when my back was against the wall and it looked like it was over. Made a way. Thank you. And I'm standing here only because. You made a way. God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Can you type in your notes this morning? I'm sealed in victory. Woo! Holy Spirit, play too much. Can you type that in your notes this morning? I'm sealed in victory. And I'm standing here only because you made a way. You move mountains, woo! Cause walls to fall in your power. You do miracles. God is shaping everything around us, woo! For His glory. Like He's shaping it, He's shifting it, He's molding it. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're going to be able to stand today. Ooh, my You're going to be able to stand today. You're going to be able to walk. You're going to be able to run. You're not going to get weary. Ooh, your eyes are going to be open today. Your ears are going to be able to hear today. There is a newness that is coming over you today. Ooh, you're going to be able to brag on God differently. The heaviness is lifting today. Oh my God. There'll be earth-shaking miracles today. Oh my God. There'll be even something that God does for you. In private. Ooh, you won't even really be able to tell nobody, but you're gonna know it's God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh my God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. My God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you for a sound mind. Ooh, Lord, I thank you right now that you're producing miracles on our behalf. My God, I thank you. Lord God, I thank you for access granted. I thank you, Lord God, there'll be no delays. Thank you, Lord God, there'll be no hindrances. I thank you, Lord God, miracles are following us today. I thank you, Lord God, for new doors of opportunity. I thank you, Father God, for keen eyesight. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're coming in today, do me a favor. Just type in the comments, I'm sealed in victory. If you're coming in late, just tap, I'm sealed in victory. Tap, I'm sealed in victory. I'm sealed in victory. I'm same God's new day. Woo! Same story. You sealed in victory. My God, you are about to overcome some things that you could not overcome. My God, God is so intentional today. My God, I thank you, Lord. You're about to walk in a sound mind. My God, I decree and declare today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my God, that the mind battles stop today. Woo! No more back and forth. The mind attacks stop today. Woo! Your mind is sealed in the blood of Jesus. Your mind is covered in the blood of Jesus. You have a new mind. Woo! When you became new, your mind became new. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your power that's being released. Oh my God. Thank you, 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 thank you. I'm 2 Corinthians 5. My God. 5:17. We'll go back up to 16 verses. From now on then, we do not know anyone from a worldly perspective, even if we have known Christ from a worldly perspective. Yet now we no longer know him in this way. Woo! My good, oh my God. Oh my God. We no longer know, oh my God, Christ from a worldly perspective. Hold on, know what the problem is. Hold on, Instagram, we coming back. We no longer know Christ from a worldly perspective. See, a lot of y'all didn't even know that you can know Christ from a worldly perspective. It's coming back. There we go. You didn't even know you could know Christ. Y'all share on Instagram. We had a little, but we bet. You didn't even know you could know Christ from a worldly perspective. But often a lot of us were introduced to Christ through a worldly perspective. But now, because you're gaining more revelation and more understanding of what it means to be a new creature. My God. Can I tell you something? It's like, I was telling one of my friends, I was like dealing with something. I was like, this stops today. I don't have to think like this. Woo! I don't have to think like this. I don't have to talk like this. Connie, I don't have to act like this. I don't have to receive like this. Sometimes we set ourselves in a position and we just like, okay, we accept things around us to be normal. And I'm like, no, no. So when God is saying to me this morning, I'm sure when he is saying 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away and see, the new has come. Everything is from God who has reconciled us to ourselves, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation that is in Christ. God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting. Can I tell you something? Only you count your mistakes. Such an ungodly mindset. My God, only you count your mistakes. That's such an ungodly mindset. Woo! That is not the mindset of God. Only you count your mistakes. Oh my God. It says, not counting their trespasses against them. Come on. Only you count your mistakes. Only you look at your mess ups. Only you focus on what goes wrong. Because if you really understood that you were a new creation and whose you were, you would know all things were working together for your good. You're not no robot. You're human. You're in the flesh. You're going to make mistakes. There will be no need for Jesus. Woo! You're going to make human error. You're going to do some things wrong. My God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for reconciliation. And so because we don't really know what it means to be reconciled, oh my God, because we really don't know what it means to be reconciled, really what it means to be a new creation, we don't take that upon us. Woo! And we make excuses and we allow things to go on and it ain't even God. Woo! My God. I pray you grab this new mindset today and put it on. Woo! You have dwelled in your past for way too long. And so can I tell you something? When you are have understanding of who you are in Christ, that's what it says. It says their trespasses against them. He has committed the message of reconciliation. My God, come on, put this in your notes today. I've been reconciled. God does not count your mistakes. You've been reconciled. God doesn't count your message. So the enemy loves. This is why your relationships with people be so tainted. My God. Because you won't know, open up new opportunities for yourself. If you can't forgive yourself, if you can't release yourself, if you still focus on your past, there's no way you're going to be able to extend grace to anyone else. Because what's going to happen is you're going to pick them apart behind the scene. But when I've got a new life and I've been reconciled and I'm a new creation, everything new comes with that. Oh my God. Everything new comes with that. You have been born of an imperishable seed. Jesus was the imperishable seed. Come on, y'all. You got to see this. You got to see the newness. You got to have an understanding. So God does a spiritual transformation on the inside of you. And then your identity is tied to your new birth. My God. Not where you were. Not who you were. Not what you've done, not where you were, not who you were, not what you've done. Woo! God is not counting your mistakes. God is not counting your mistakes. You've been reconciled. My God. So let me give you the definition of reconciliation. My God. I'm going to give you a couple things. Reconciliation is the action. In action, God is making you consistent with what he designed. I gotta go. In action, God is making you consistent with what he designed. Come on, y'all. Come on. In action. Philippians 1 and 6 says God's gonna finish this thing. Woo! He's gonna complete this thing. In action. Woo! My God, no, you're already delivered. It's not you're going to be delivered. The moment you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're already delivered. The moment you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the generational curse is already broken. Ooh. The moment you understand how reconciliation works, you get to celebrate being a work in progress. Some of y'all are so busy trying to be the final product. You don't become the final product until you go be with Jesus. You already delivered. You already set free. Woo! You already redeemed. My God, you already be victorious. And so what's happening? You already. So what's Lord, deliver me. No, you already delivered. And if you have a reconciliation mindset, then you already know what's happened. Woo! My God. If you really understood that, then you would allow the sufficiency of the grace, my God, to enable you in your weakness. My God. But most of us don't have the understanding because we really don't understand what it means to be reconciled. My God. So when we are in a process of reconciliation, my God, God is bringing us into the consistency and in harmony with his kingdom. My God. So every time you show up in the word of God, y'all got to see this today so you can receive this breakthrough, so you can receive the increase, so that you can have the new mindset, so you can move and shift into something different. Woo! Because the enemy wants you in a pitiful mindset, making you think that this has not happened yet. This has already happened for you. When you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it already happened for me. Say, you need to put that in notes. It's already happened for me. Woo! And then there is a daily process. My God, there's a daily process. That's why Paul said, I die daily. I die daily. It's a daily process. And in your commitment, my God, that's why sometimes we have to be careful of stuff that we focus, near the cross. Good. But I want you to focus in the resurrection power that occurred after the cross. The cross happened. The cross was necessary, but it wasn't what happened on the cross that we're living in. We're living in what happened after the cross as well. You're living in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. There were keys, Renee, and things that happened to seat you in power with Christ Jesus. My God. Oh my God, you got to go see John. You got to read John 3 and 3. You got to read 1 Peter 1 and 23. It already happened. Oh my God. But when I don't have a reconciliation mindset and I don't understand what has happened for me, I don't get that it already happened. And unfortunately, can I tell you something? Sometimes there will be people who teach you who don't want you to have this mindset because they want you to continuously be dependent upon them. Y'all know, I ain't going to play for you. John 3 and 3, Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So once you are born again, then you should be able to see the kingdom of God, right? Go back to what I just read. 2 Corinthians 5:16. From now on then, we do not know anyone from a worldly perspective. Even if we have known Christ from a worldly perspective, yet now we no longer know him in this way. Ooh, come on. Let me give you a little something else. My God, Lord, you're just going to tear this thing up this morning. Come on, come on, come on, come on. My goodness. This is 1 Corinthians, Paul's proclamation. Come on. Come on. My God. Second chapter. He says, "When I came to you, brothers and sisters, announcing the mystery of God to you, I did not come with brilliance of speech or wisdom. I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling. My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not be based on human wisdom, but be based on God's power." Woo! My God. He said, "We do, however, speak a wisdom among the mature, but not a wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. On the contrary, we speak God's hidden wisdom in a mystery, a wisdom God predestined before the ages for your glory. None of the rulers of this age knew this wisdom, because if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no human heart has conceived, God has prepared these things for those who love him." Woo! "Now God has revealed these things to us by the Spirit." Woo! Come on, come on, come on. What's happening for you, the new you? My God, it's only revealed by the Spirit. It's not in your flesh. Woo! My God, Lord God, give us a new mindset for how you see us. Woo! Lord God, let us see what you see. Woo! Give us a new mindset. Open the eyes of our understanding to the hope of who you called us to be in Christ Jesus. When you get revelation of this, it's going to start to break the cycles. Woo! Some of y'all been in cycles of defeat, cycles of depression, cycles of anxiety, cycles of worry. And it's because you haven't realized who you are and what's happening on the inside of you in Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus. He says, "For no one knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit within him. In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God." Woo! "Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who comes from God, so that we may understand what has been freely given to us by God. We also speak things not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual things to spiritual people. But the person without the Spirit does not receive what comes from God's Spirit, because it is foolishness to him." So it seems foolish to you. That God doesn't count your mistakes. Because your old nature has taught you that's life. Woo! But you are called to live a spiritual life. Your old nature has taught you counting mistakes is life. Woo! But you don't live. See, can I? My grandmother used to use the word tanch. Give me a little tanch of ice cream. If you hold on to a little tanch of the past, if you hold on to a little tanch of your mistakes, that is a corruptible seed that will multiply and increase. And you're going to get a breakthrough that will multiply and increase in your life. Woo! It's because you've been seeing the wrong things. You've been saying the wrong things. and you've been focused on the wrong things, and you really don't know what reconciliation means and how you're being reconciled and how the Lord is transforming your life. That's a corruptible seed. That means just a little tincture of that seed is no good for you. Woo! Just a little tinge of it. Just a little tinge of it. If y'all ain't from the country, you won't understand. Just a little tinge of it. Just a little tinge of it is no good for you. Woo! Just a little tinge. Just a little bit of it is no good for you. Woo! Just a little bit of a negative mindset is no good for you. Just a little bit of locked in your past is no good for you. It's no good for you. It's absolutely no good for you. Ooh, come on. Come on. Come on. It's no good for you. It's none. It serves you no good. It serves you no purpose. So through the process of reconciliation, my God, he's also taking your beliefs and turning them into his beliefs. That's why Jesus said it's going to happen if you believe, you receive when you pray. Ooh, come on. My God. Reconciliation means I'm also restored. Ooh, my God. To friendly relationships with God. This is so powerful. This whole word contains increase. This whole word contains breakthrough. This whole word contains what you need to go to the next level. And see, let me explain something to y'all, because most of us are looking for looking for it to show up in the natural, but it shows up in the spiritual first, and you'll start to have a different belief and a different mindset. I'm gonna tell you why too. It's breaking some things. It's changing some things in you. It's pulling the weight and the heaviness away. My God, come on, Lord. My God. So this is what he says. He said, we speak these things not in words, taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual things to spiritual people. But the person without the Spirit does not receive what come from God's Spirit. It seems foolish to you that God could forgive you. Woo! Because you ain't never forget yourself. Come on. Come on. Can I tell you something? You may have to do it 1,000 times. You may have to put it on auto repeat 1,000 times. Lord, I forgive me. I'm gone. That's all I need, Mary. I'm gone. Lord, I forgive. Lord, I forgive me. Woo! Come on. Start there. Lord, I forgive. Lord, I forgive. Lord, I forgive me. Come on. Start there. Lord, I forgive me. And when you have understanding of that, when you can get to that place first, because he's already done it. He has committed the message of reconciliation. The Lord does not count our trespasses against us. He does not count our mistakes against us. Woo! Thank you, Lord, for the incorruptible seed in Jesus, and not the corruptible seed that I continuously sow in myself. Woo! It's like weeds, right? Sometimes you got to keep plucking them up. Sometimes you got to use a certain treatment to get them things to die, but you got to continue in the process. No, Lord, I forgive me. Woo! Before I can start, I'm going to receive your forgiveness, right? Lord, I receive your forgiveness, but I'm getting ready to forgive me, because if I start with forgiving myself and I receive your forgiveness for myself, because that's what it really means, that I receive your true forgiveness, that I really understand how you forgave me, that I really understand how you love me, that I really understand that I get to start over, that I really understand that I get to start fresh, then no, Lord, I'm going to forgive me. Woo! And then I'm going to release myself from my past. I'm going to release myself from my past. I got to let go of my past. If I hold on to a taint of it, it's a corruptible seed that's producing something inside of me that is not healthy. Woo! Let me tell you something. It's so funny. And somebody that I had went to school with, and I guess she was going through the transformation of being saved. And I was too, but I think at that time we both were being saved from a worldly perspective, and you can be saved from a worldly perspective. I'm sorry. you can know Christ from the world's view and not know Christ from the mind of Christ and the heart of God. And it was, I was sharing some of my testimony, started maybe the devotional, and she goes and she inboxes me and she says, she says to me, man, I see you're saved now. And I said, me too. I mean, she was like, I see you're saved now. And she was like, me too. And I was like, yeah, good, great, boom, boom, boom. And she was like, so are you gonna remove your tattoos? And I was like, no, as a matter of fact, I'm finna go get some new ones. I'm about to go get some new ones. Nothing that I've tattooed on me am I ashamed of. They just tell my story. Nothing on me I'm tattooed, I'm ashamed of. They tell my story. And if you pay attention, there's a shift in them. Woo! They went from self to the evidence of being markers of what God had did in my life. And as I sat and I meditated on what she was saying, I said, she's so focused on an external view of what someone told her about life. And she thinks Christ is an image. And it's a whole way of living. Woo! She thinks Christ is an appearance and it's a whole way of living. Woo! And I know it tells a story because I came in touch with a lady. I don't think the lady was saved. Keidra and I were at lunch and I didn't even know the lady was having a bad day. And I asked her about her tattoo on her arm. I said, can you tell me about your tattoo on your arm? And she said, it doesn't have significant meaning. She said, and I always, when people have tattoos and they say they mean something. And I said, well, let me tell you what my tattoos mean. Because every tattoo that I have has a meaning. And I began to explain to her the things that were on my wrist. And I told her, I said, the cross right here represents when my grandmother passed because she taught me how to love the Lord. The infinity symbol represents, because I didn't want his name on me because I knew I would get married again. The infinity symbol on my wrist represents a time and a moment with my late husband. And a love that I knew was just internal. Woo! And the courage over comfort that's written on my arm reminds me that I can't afford to be comfortable. This is what I'm told her. And I told her, I said, and then the 6/23/23 on my wrist, the Lord gave me Joel 2:18-32 and told me that my life was changing. Woo! And as I began to just explain to her what my tattoos meant, she began to get full of courage. She began to be encouraged. She said she got excited. She was a single mom. She had a son. She began to get excited. She was like, maybe I need to place something on me that reminds me that I need to continue on, right? So I told her, I said, everything on me as it has meaning and it's there for a reason. And the Lord opened up the door for me to be able to minister to her. And I didn't even know she wasn't having a good day because when she presented herself like she was fine. She presented herself like she was fine to the point that she gave me a cheesecake at the end because she said, I made her day, right? She presented herself like she was fine. And so if I didn't understand reconciliation, Angela, woo, if I didn't know who I was in Christ Jesus, if I didn't know it didn't have anything to do with my external, if I knew it was my heart to love, if I didn't know it had nothing to do with my mistakes in my past, I would not. Let me tell y'all something. There is no way I could be as bold as I am before you if I spent a minute on my mistakes in my past. When I first came into this thing, God said, I'm giving you a transparent platform and you're going to have to tell some things. But it's going to change people's lives. Because the ministry of reconciliation doesn't come with the burden of my past. And the only reason that we are not walking into the fullness of who we are supposed to be and receiving the fullness of who we are. Oh, and I have a heart on my thumb, I told her. I said, and it reminds me of all things and all things to love. Like my heart on my thumb reminds me in all things to love. And I told her that. I said, no matter what's going on, choose love, right? If I didn't have the understanding of who I was internally, not externally, because man's view of me will always be skewed because people live according to a real worldly standard. My God, my God. And here God is saying, I don't hold my trespasses against them and I reconcile them. Woo! 2 Corinthians 5:20, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we plead on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. He made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. That's the whole good news. Let me do this real quick. That's the whole good news. Woo! My God. And the reason many of us walk in limitations is because we don't really understand. We really hadn't gotten grasp the whole good news. My God. Come on, God. We don't grasp the whole good news. We don't hold on to the whole good news. My God. And just a taint of our past is corruptible seed. Come on, y'all. Let me get this to you. I need to give it to you. I want to give it to you in the message. It says, we, of course, this is a second verse, Corinthians, second verse. It says, we, of course, have plenty of wisdom to pass on to you once you get your feet on firm spiritual ground. But it's not popular wisdom, the fashionable wisdom of high-priced experts that will be out of date in a year or so. God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of his purpose. The wisdom of God was created to go deep into the interior of your purpose. Woo! You don't find it lying around on the surface. It is not the latest message. Woo! But more like the oldest. What God determined was as the way to bring out his best in us long before we ever arrived on the scene. The experts of our day haven't a clue about what this eternal plan is. If they had, they would have killed the master of God, designed life on a cross. That's why we have this scripture text. No one's ever seen or heard anything like this. Never so much as imagined anything quite like it. What God has arranged for those who love him. But you've seen and heard it because God, by his spirit, has brought it all out into the open before you. The spirit, not content to filter around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Woo! Can I tell you something? You don't have to sit around and worry about your purpose. You ain't got to take no, can I tell you something? You ain't got to take no class that tells you how to find your purpose. You just need to be sensitive to the spirit and keep listening to the spirit and keep walking in your relationship with God. You ain't got to find nothing. You ain't got to take 30,000, 30,000, $50,000, 5,000, pay somebody to teach you. Can't nobody teach you how to find your purpose? Can't nobody teach you how to find your purpose? The purpose, your purpose is only discovered by the spirit. You shouldn't pay nobody to teach you what the word already tells you. I ain't knocking nobody. I'm just saying, it's available. You ain't got till we spend. See, if the enemy can make you think your life is irrelevant until you find purpose, you'll seek purpose, not God. I did it. I was her. I did it. If the enemy can make you think you irrelevant by without a position, you'll seek position and not God. If the enemy can make you think you irrelevant without a title, you'll seek title, not God. Can I tell you what I told my friend the other day? I want to bless some of y'all, and I want y'all to meditate on what I told you. Most women are not taught to be wives. I'm sorry, I love y'all. Y'all just taught to get married. So when you never have a real understanding of what a wife is supposed to be, all you're seeking is marriage, because that's what you've been taught to seek. You've been taught to seek marriage. I know I'm supposed to be married. No, I know I'm supposed to be a wife. There's a difference. And most of us don't have the understanding of it because nobody ever taught us the importance of what it meant to be a wife. We never saw the value in it. It was most likely not properly modeled before us. So when I seek marriage, instead of having understanding of what I am as a wife, as a helpmate, then when I get married, I won't be disappointed because I understand what position I'm supposed to be in. For the kingdom, not the man. Woo! For the kingdom, not the man. I could break this down in so many ways. When you go over to Proverbs 31 and it says her husband sits on the wall, but he has full confidence in her. Your husband is called to a divine position, and your positioning underneath, beside, however you want to say it, correlates with his purpose. And when you understand what it means to be his wife, then you understand that what's inside of you is connected to his purpose. I taught this not long ago, back over to Genesis. Adam had business, then Eve came. But these things are only revealed by the Spirit. Adam had business. So when I don't understand that these things are revealed by the Spirit, I'll seek titles, I'll seek positions, I'll seek all these other things looking for them to provide identity when my identity is already in Christ Jesus. And when I grab revelation of that, I won't be bent when things don't happen our way. So I said, but when you've seen and heard it, because God by his Spirit has brought it all out into the open before you. The Spirit, not content to filter around on the surface, dives deep into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except yourself, the same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus. And we're passing it on to you the same firsthand, the personal way. Woo! The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our spirits in open communion. Spiritually alive, we have access to everything God's Spirit is doing, and we cannot be judged by spiritual critics. Woo! Isaiah's question, this was Isaiah. Is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit? Anyone who knows what he's doing? He has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's Spirit. We're about to wrap this thing up. Lord, I thank you for the new mindsets. And then I'm gonna pray. Lord, I thank you for the new mindsets. I thank you for the new mindsets. I thank you for the new mindsets. I thank you for, because I got a scripture this morning. I need to give it to you. God is about to give you a key to something so that a door can be unlocked for you. My God. But you gotta know who you are. You gotta know. 2 Corinthians 5:17, because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. We looked at the Messiah that way once and got it all wrong, as you know. We certainly don't look at him that way anymore. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start
is created new. The old life is gone. A new life emerges. Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him, and then called us to settle our relationships with each other. God put the world square with himself through the Messiah, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins. God has given us the task of telling everyone what he is doing. We're Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter the kingdom into God's work of making things right between them. We're speaking for Christ himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. Woo! My God. How, you ask? Christ, God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong so we could become right with God. Now, let me meditate on that. You might have to come back this and watch this until you start living this out loud. God is going to do something good. So God gave me a scripture today, yesterday, and I've been stuck on it. It's out of Isaiah 22 and 22. And when I was reading the scripture, I said, Lord, what is it you want me to share with your people? Because what is happening in this scripture is there is a key being handed or a decision being made, and something is being bestowed upon them. Some translations of this verse say, stop trusting in man. Ooh. Put your trust in God. But something happens when you put your trust in God. Because reproof was occurring during this scripture, but a key was being handed, a right, an extension, a privilege. Oh my God. So the verse says, I will place the key of the house of David on his shoulder. What he opens, no one can close, and what he closes, no one can open. Eliakim was a faithful servant to the Lord, and God was bestowing upon him Shebna's authority. Oh my God. I said, God, what are you saying to us? I am bestowing upon us an authority. There is an authority being given to you by God for your particular area that you are called to. God is going to, there. You being in position, I know this ain't heavy, but you being in position, in your kingdom position, will open up some doors that only God can open. You being in position is going to give you God's authority to open doors, to open opportunity, to only thing. But it is God's will and it is God's purpose for you. Yeah, Julia, it's a good way to say it. Mantled for greatness. Woo! Assigned for something greater than yourself. But guess what? Because you are there, things will change. Because you are there, because God is with you, differences will be made. Wherever you're there is, I hear you, Holy Spirit. Because you are there, things will show up different. Don't even worry about what's wrong. Because you are there, things will be different. Yeah, come on, Alexis, divine positioning. I was like, Lord, what does it mean? He was like, no, it's keys, it's access. It's keys, it's access. I'm providing keys and access in this season because of faithfulness. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you for open doors, for new opportunities, for the responsibility that we're walking into to do more for kingdom. Let us not be afraid of the assignment. Help us to understand we are worthy of what you are saying through Christ Jesus. Give us new eyes to see, new ears to hear. Give us greater strength. Let us be bold in purpose. Let us be bold in coming to you. Lord God, you have provided so many answers for us today who were lingering behind saying, can I do this? Are you really calling me? Am I really the one? Yes, you are really the one. God sees, God knows, God hand selects. Woo! When David was being anointed for king, he was looking at everybody else around him because he thought, I hear you, Lord. Because he thought the physical stature of a person meant something. And God says to him, as he is looking around at David's brothers, he says, you looking at the wrong thing. This is spiritual. This is not physical. This is not what I'm talking to you about. It's not a physical thing. This is not a physical key I'm talking about. This is access to your next level. Whatever has been hindering you, what's ever been delayed, whatever has been, you're going to be strengthening your marriage. This is access to your next level. This is access to your next level. This is access to what you need. This is going to come with wisdom. This comes with insight. This comes with clarity. Woo! This comes with wisdom. This comes with vision. This is not a fit. I don't want y'all, I'm finna get keys to cars. I ain't talking about none of that. This is spiritual authority given for you to carry out what God has asked you to carry out. Yeah, come on. Mary said, this ain't a post. This ain't a pose. Mary said, this ain't no pose. This is a spiritual door. This is divine alignment. This is you coming into position. And some of you have been so worried about your physical qualifications. And God is like, nah, baby, this is about your heart. When David was chosen, God was like, no, I'm just telling you how God showed it to me in the spirit. He said, no, I'm looking for somebody with my heart. So I can, no, I'm looking for somebody with my heart. I'm looking for somebody with my heart. And God called David a man after his own heart. No, I'm looking for somebody with my heart. I'm looking for somebody who has I'm looking for somebody who got my heart. I'm looking for somebody who got my heart to be a teacher. I'm looking for somebody who got my heart to be a doctor. I'm looking for somebody who got my heart. I'm looking for somebody with my heart so that when they're doing hair, they understand it's not just about physically making the woman feel good, but I'm giving them the opportunity and chance to pray over this person and to minister to this person. I'm looking for somebody with my heart. I'm looking for somebody with my heart. I'm looking for somebody with my heart. I'm looking for somebody who will stay sensitive to my heart, who will be led by their heart and not by their emotions. So, Lord, I pray that we see what you see today. Woo! That we are strengthening our inner man to know and understand that we are worthy. That we can go forward, that we can move, that we can see, that we can build, that we can have, that we can possess, that we can take. Too many of us, Father God, have canceled ourselves out by looking at external things. And that is not who you are. We are reconciled to you. You don't even see our mistakes. It has all been covered in the blood of Jesus. Let us live and walk in the same, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for causing endurance to come today. I thank you for causing strength to come today. I thank you, Father God, we're overwhelmed with supernatural peace today. I thank you, Lord God, for breakthroughs and increase and miracles. Woo! There is nothing new in your assignment. This time you just gonna do it with God. Woo! Provide more clarity, provide more wisdom, provide more knowledge, provide more understanding, and do not let them be timid. God, you did not give them a spirit of fear or timidity. You gave them power, love, and sound mind, and let them be strengthened according to your word. Hebrews 4 tells us your word is quicker and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, dividing what soul and spirit. Show them what they possess in the spirit. Woo! Give them a new mindset today. Give them breakthrough. Give them increase. Give them boldness. Give them power. Let them walk in newness. My God, let them say what you say and see what you see. Woo! My God. Remove every hindrance, remove every delay. Lord, I thank you for the increase of breakthroughs that are happening, encouraging in their life. Lord God, I declare today will be the biggest breakthrough. Chains will fall off. Woo! Chains are falling off, Lord God. They are being tempered by the Holy Spirit. They know your voice. They have a sound mind. They're increasing in wisdom and stature and favor with you and with man. Woo! They will not be wise in their own eyes. I plead the blood of Jesus over their mind today, over their thoughts, over the places they've been. Lord God, do not let them be reckless in their thoughts. Holy Spirit, quicken them quickly when they're going down the wrong path in their thinking. Woo! Teach them, Lord God, your ways. My God, teach them your ways, Lord God, so that they're able to steward what you're calling them into. Holy Spirit, help them to seek the kingdom first. Woo! God, I thank you for everything you're adding unto them today. Thank you for daily bread. I thank you for reasonable portion. Thank you for restoring their joy. Thank you for positioning them to prosper. Woo! Thank you, Father God, that you bless the work of their hands. Thank you for increase and multiplication. Thank you for provision for the vision. Thank you for protection. I thank you, Lord God, for suddenlies and increase. I thank you, Father God, my God, for the extreme measure of your love being poured out. Thank you, they're overwhelmed with peace. Thank you, they can see clearly. Thank you, Father God, you're removing them from the past hurt and pain. Your word said you're close to the brokenhearted and you'll bind up their wounds, bind up their heart wounds today. Woo! Do a new thing in them. My God, shift their perspective and do a new thing in them. Woo! In Jesus' name, amen. Man, you already see some you ain't never seen before. Your power, you perform miracles. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. There is nothing, God, there's nothing that God can't do. Whatever limitations that have been imposed on you by you or imposed on you by others, those are gone today. You have access to walk into your next level. Woo! You have access to walk into your next place. God will give you the wisdom, the knowledge, the discernment. Yeah, you can really see something you ain't never seen. My God, I declare breakthroughs over their lives today. Position them today, Lord God. Position them today. Let them see your hand in their life today. I thank you, Father God, for your glory being revealed. Let them talk in your glory, pray in your glory, walk in your glory. I thank you, Lord God, that this word is being sealed in their hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, take the word, meditate it. It's renewing and restoring you. Cannot wait to see what God does in you, through you, and for you. If the Lord places it on your heart to partner with this ministry, go to the website, lmjministries.org, and you can find all the ways that you can partner with us there. You can cash out $LMJMINISTRY. Lord God, I thank you for your word today that shifts us into what we are supposed to access and that we will not back down. I thank you for the open doors. I thank you for new opportunities. I thank you for clarity and vision. I thank you we will not shrink back. We will be bold in all things. We love you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our greatest advocate. And God, thank you for Jesus. Woo! Thank you. Take this word, meditate it. You can go over to Spotify and Apple Music and all this other stuff and get this. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go. I hear you, Lord. There will be none defeated, not one. There will be none defeated, not one. Woo! There will be none defeated, not one. Take this word. Hold on to it. Let it strengthen you. My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Consider it done. Consider it done. Whatever it is, your prayer. Can I tell y'all something? It's funny because my friends will be like, pray. I know you can get a prayer through. You can too. Whatever your petitions from the, I'm coming in agreement. Whatever your prayers are before the Lord, he is done in Jesus' name. Healing in Jesus' name. Provision in Jesus' name. Protection in Jesus' name. Restoration in Jesus' name. It's already done. You can receive it by faith. Consider it done in the name of Jesus. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. See you back here in the morning at 6 a.m. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for new insight. Thank you for new wisdom.